Blog Talk Radio.
Lincoln 103 and 102.
Responding to 401 parking structure, section 1 boy.
Henry 8, Henry 9, respond to gate 437 Bravo for your dignitary detail. 3K911, I'm attended 400 lower level near Carousel 4, black bag. GTA in progress, 401 parking structure, section 4 boy.
Responding to 401 parking structure, section 1 boy.
415 passenger onboard aircraft.
Control 2 Franklin and Rob.
484 suspect, the female, Hispanic, 28 years of age. Blue G, no further.
Control, high Frank, 401 is a route.
Good afternoon and welcome to another live edition of the LP Zone, the Loss Prevention Zone, where it's all about loss prevention, retail security, catching those bad boy shoplifters and those dishonest employees. Right here on the Private Officer Network, brought to you by Private Officer International. I'm your host, Rick McCann. Glad that you have joined us today on the LP Zone. We've been off the air for a little while during the holidays and during the beginning of the year as we had a extremely busy 2011. Last year we had a great year for Private Officer International and the LP Zone. Lots of new listeners joining every day, and we're just happy and thrilled about that. And we had a very successful year last year, thanks to members and associates like you, and we really appreciate that. But 2012, we are on track to have a huge year already, and we're just 5 weeks into the year. So be looking for some great things coming down the pike. I'm telling you, we got some great services, some great new membership benefits. We've got tons and tons of stuff. Definitely will be our best year yet. Even though we did wrap up a great 2011, 2012. Let's hear it for 2012. It's going to be even a better year. Lots of excitement. Today we're going to be talking about something that is very difficult for employers to deal with and something that they have a hard time even thinking about. But we're going to be talking about embedded within employee theft. It's a growing issue for every type of business, not just retailers, but every business is suffering from internal theft, embezzlement, churches, corporations, retailers. Everyone is seeing a rise in internal theft, and some attribute that to the weak economy and to the last couple of years, the hardships, the economical climate. I personally attribute it to the decline in personal morals and ethics. I mean, you know, if you're an ethical, moral person, honest person, no matter what the economy is doing, no matter if, you know, people are having a hard time, struggling, that's been the way that it's been since the beginning of time. People struggle. That's just life. That's something called life. And to blame it on the economy, well, we'll be getting more into that shortly. But we're going to tell you about two women who had walked different paths until recently. And we will tell you about one particular woman. And we'll really get into how embedded within really does exist. Hey, we're very excited about telling you about the new chapters. If you are living in the Nashville, Tennessee, Music City, USA area, We want you to be ready, be excited, because we have a brand new chapter opening there. If you live over in the borough or up in the Vanderbilt area or east of the city or any place in that neck of the woods, come on out to an informational meeting next week. Right now, I believe it's going to be scheduled on Thursday. We'll be sending an email out with a location, date, and time for sure. And next month, we'll be kicking off our inaugural chapter meeting for Music City USA. You won't want to miss it. Lots of great excitement happening in the chapters. You know, the six main goals for the chapter is all about you. First of all, our chapters are used for networking. We network with proprietary security, loss prevention, law enforcement, contract security, everybody in the security, public safety, and law enforcement arena in the area. We also use it for training. Every month, there's a training segment in our chapter meetings. We also use it to recruit. We use our chapters as a benevolent service for those injured in the line of duty or killed in the line of duty. We also use it to monitor laws that may affect the security industry and to give back to our community. It's very, very exciting. Check out our website at www.privateofficer.com/chapters. You'll learn a lot more information there. And like I said, if you're in the Nashville Metro USA area, please send us an email at adminassist@privateofficer.com so that we can include you in on the announcement of where, when, you know, all that good stuff, where our meeting is going to be next week. We'd love for you to come out. If you're in the Richmond, Virginia area, same thing for you. We've got a great chapter opening there, kicking it off next month also. Please send us an email at adminassist@privateofficer.com, and we'll include you in on the email blast and get you involved in the excitement as well. We have a number of other chapters opening up, and if you'd like to start a chapter, there are a few minimal requirements. Just go to our website at www.privateofficer.com/chapters. Lots of great things happening within our chapters. Love for you to get involved and help us out, help us to grow our brand, our name, help us to bring professional training to your area. And I think it'll be fun for you, a lot of excitement, and also for the security community as a whole. We also have united recently with a number of companies to further our training, and we'll be telling you more about that in the future, but there's a lot of exciting things happening, and we're bringing those things to your community. So if you are not a POI member, if you're not a member of the association, we encourage you to join today. It's only $42 a year, and you can also become a life member, very inexpensive, about 40 different member benefits involved, and take a look at it after the show at www.privateofficer.com. Well, some of you may be involved in our supervisor training that we've had going on for the last few months. We'll be wrapping that up this month. If you missed out on it, don't sweat it. We'll be bringing it back in a couple of months. But it's a great training. It's free of charge to members and only $25 to non-members. It teaches you and shows you all levels of training, responsibility. It talks a lot about labor laws and human resources and a whole bunch of good stuff. So if you have not taken it, check out our website. I'm sure that you will want to. Also, we have a free seminar that we did about a week or two ago on the 9 innovative services that you can provide if you are a security company owner. And we have a link right there on our homepage at the main site if you'd like to listen to that. That's free of charge. Just check it out later on. We'll also be bringing a 5-part series about being a better person and being a person of influence. We'll be kicking that off later this month also, free of charge. And we'll be sending out an email later this month with a link and some other information. And if you're not on our mailing list, if you're not in our database, just send us an email at adminassist@privateofficer.com. We have a lot of stuff happening here. I'm telling you, it's just very exciting, very busy, running to and fro. We'd love for you to get involved because, especially if you're in loss prevention, mall security, times are changing, folks. It's not like it used to be. A lot of stuff, a lot of responsibility, a lot of duties, a lot of liability, and we can help you out with all of those areas. Next week, we'll be talking about in custody and custodial arrest and custodial deaths. You won't want to miss that if you're involved as an LP agent or mall security or a retail store manager. Check it out next week, in custody or custodial arrest and deaths. Well, I don't know if you've seen this on the web today, but yesterday in the Atlanta metro area, there was an attempted kidnapping of a 7-year-old child at a local Walmart store. Her mother had left her in the toy department while she went to pick up a few items in the grocery section just a few aisles away. And evidently, a stranger came walking through and grabbed this young lady, 7 years old, bear hugged her, and began to carry her out of the store. Now, this young girl was very smart and reacted exactly as she should have. She began to yell and scream and kick and even bite the man. He abruptly dropped her down and ran from the store. All this caught on in-store video thanks to the LP agent who was on duty. The loss prevention agent captured this unfolding attempted kidnapping. And not only did he or she do that, but he or she also was able to capture the tag on the vehicle driven by the suspect as he fled the parking lot. That enabled police to apprehend and capture him within 1 hour. Within 1 hour, the suspect's been arrested. He was just recently released from prison. He'd been there for manslaughter. He killed somebody. So imagine what he was planning on doing or what he had cooked up in his head to do with this young 7-year-old girl. Everything worked out correctly this time. Everything. It couldn't have went down any better. If it was to happen, it happened the way that it should have. And this young girl screamed and yelled, kicked and bit, and brought some attention to the situation, let people know what was happening. And whoever was monitoring the store surveillance did exactly what they should have done. They continued to film the incident. They got the tag off the car. I'm sure they placed a 911 call, and I'm telling you, everything worked out just fantastic. I mean, you know, if this is going to happen, this is how you want it to end up. We also have another piece of dramatic audio for you from another Walmart store in Knoxville, Tennessee, just before Christmas that didn't end up so good. This is a very riveting, shocking piece of audio clip. It was released a few weeks ago. It was just before Christmas that Knoxville, Tennessee police was dispatched to an area Walmart for a shoplifter in custody in the LP office. It's just unbelievable what happened. Evidently, everything was cool, calm, and collective when the officers walked in. And all of a sudden, the shoplifter stood up without warning, without being told to, and turned away from the police officers. And they continued to tell him to show them his hands, to try to bring him within compliance. And, well, this is what happened.
Good. Keep me busy. Would you need any water? Good.
captured by an in-office camera that they had in the LP office. As you may have heard, when the officer entered the office and soon was joined by a second officer, he told the person to stop moving around. The person got up. At that point, the police officer said, "Sit down, don't move, or I'll tase you." But the suspect continued to turn as he went into his waistband and pulled a handgun. And then you heard what transpired at that point. The officer attempted to put the person in compliance, ordered him to drop the weapon, but he continued to turn toward the officer. Shots were fired. Even after the suspect went down, you could see on the video where he continued to reach for the weapon, did not release the weapon. More shots were fired, as the second officer had joined in at this time, and just very, very dramatic. And you could hear the officer ask the LP agent, "Are you all right? Are you all right?" And he said, "You know, I'm just kind of wild dazed. I'm just like, wow, I'm just, you know, freaking out here a little bit," is what he said on the audio. And I can imagine that he was freaking out a little bit. Here you are. You got the shoplifter armed in a shootout with police within minutes, seconds, actually, of the officers arriving in the office. The whole scene escalated. And now, after it's over with, after the threat has been eliminated and the suspect is on the ground, you have the LP agent going, wow, I'm just freaking out, man, freaking out a little bit. Knowing that while the LP agent and the shoplifter and maybe a witness or two sat in the office waiting for police as they did their normal paperwork on the shoplifter, now looking back and knowing that he had a gun, the shoplifter had a gun all this time, is unrealistic. It's unbelievable. Here you are sitting just inches, maybe a foot away from the suspect who's got a concealed gun, a weapon. He could have turned that on the LP agent at any time. He could have shot him and escaped. Armed confrontations with loss prevention has increased dramatically over the last 3 years, 4 years. We're seeing it every day. Knives, box cutters, guns, tasers, pepper spray. Shoplifters of all ages. We just had a shoplifter arrested 2 days ago. He was 14 years old. And he had a shotgun, a sawed-off shotgun, in his backpack. But here, this situation points out clearly the threat, the danger that you're facing every day. If you're listening to me today, you might want to record that little audio clip and play it for your store manager. Play it for your district loss prevention manager. I'm sure that they know somewhat, but sometimes they tend to forget because they're not in this every day. They're not out there confronting the shoplifters like you are. But keep in mind, from this point forward, officer safety, Your safety comes first. Now, many people in the loss prevention and law enforcement arena have said since this was released that it's the LP agent's fault. He should have done a frisk. He should have done a pat down of his suspect. And that's probably true. I always did when I was in loss prevention. Others on the other side of the coin say, well, you know, if he'd done that, you know, this gunfire probably would have been, you know, be him lying on the floor, not the police involved. And he's not armed or she's not armed. And, you know, it could have cost the LP their life. That is true. We'll never know. But one thing we do know, there was a serious, real, life-threatening threat sitting just inches or feet away from the loss prevention agent, and they never knew it. Now, Walmart, like most retail security, do not carry weapons, but they do carry handcuffs. And I really encourage you to, when you have the person in custody, to cuff them, whether it's $2 or $2 million. It doesn't matter. A lot of times, people do freaky things, and you don't know who they are. You don't know what they're running from. Another gentleman was just arrested in Asheville, North Carolina, 2 days ago also. He was wanted for attempted murder. He was shoplifting, you know, $20 worth of merchandise at a Kmart. The LP agent there is lucky he didn't do something to harm the LP and try to escape. You don't know who you're dealing with. You don't know if they're a wanted fugitive. You don't know if they just killed their wife, their girlfriend. You know, things happen all the time, so you really just have to be aware of it. You need to begin to think about officer safety. You're putting him between you and the door, and when the shoplifter wants to go, he's going to go. And if it's just, you know, hand-to-hand, you might be able to handle that. But a lot of shoplifters are carrying weapons today. You really gotta keep that in mind. We'll be right back.
It's a very simple thing. It only takes 2 seconds. We all know we should do it. We all say we do it. But do we? About 35,000 people were killed in motor vehicle accidents last year. More than half were not wearing a seatbelt. A brother, a father, a mother, a best friend. Is it worth it? I lost a sister. Don't let it happen to you and your family. Tell the people you love to buckle up.
We're back with you here on the LP Zone. Boy, wasn't that something? That was really dramatic audio, I'm telling you. Can you imagine that? Hey, if you want to email us at any time, you can send us an email at radio@privateofficer.com, radio@privateofficer.com. You can also go to our main website, privateofficer.com, and link with us to our Facebook, to the Twitter, to our own forums. If you haven't joined that, man, you really want to join our forums because we've got, it's just like a MySpace or a Facebook. We've got lots of videos, training. We've got people in every aspect of security and law enforcement, not only here in the U.S., but from around the world. Right there on one site, you can really network. A lot of great things happening on our forums. We call it the forums. I guess it's really more like a social network. I guess I should start calling it social network, a.k.a. MySpace private officer or something. I don't know. But check it out. Go to our main website, www.privateofficer.com. If you're also interested in the loss prevention news happening in your neck of the woods and around the country, we have a great news blog. You can link to that also from our main page at privateofficer.com. And every day it's updated several times a day, and you can check out all the other loss prevention and security news happening across the country. It's very informative. It lets you know the trends and what's happening so that you can be on the lookout also. If you'd like to be a guest or even a co-host on the LP Zone, we're looking for you. We want some folks who are interested in talking about loss prevention situations, training, or other aspects of the industry. So send us an email at radio@privateofficer.com. If you'd like to be a host or a co-host, we'd love to have you. Just send me a little synopsis of what it is you want to talk about, and we will schedule you in. We're very excited about a number of co-hosts joining us in the upcoming couple of months, and you can do the same. Just send us an email at radio@privateofficer.com. Right now we have a group of security practitioners who are putting together the best practices for uniform security agencies. And we're also going to invite you, the loss prevention agent, retail security officer, to also come up with your best practices for the loss prevention retail security industry. That includes practices such as training, insurance, licensing, weapons, procedures, things like that. If you'd like a little bit more help as to, you know, how to put it together or what it should include, just send me an email at radio@privateofficer.com. We will be going over this in the next couple of months, and it'll be available for you as a download, so be looking forward to that. We told you a little while ago in the intro about the memberships, being a member of the Private Officer International and all of the benefits that you're going to get. Right now we have a special going on also for lifetime membership. You can be a member forever and ever and ever for $139. You can't beat that. If you are already a yearly member, you can upgrade right now for $109. It's just an unbelievable price. I mean, really, it's cheap. For all the benefits, you get a lot of free training. Just check it out at our website at privateofficer.com. We'll also be making some DVD training available to you in the upcoming months. You might want to be looking for that on our website at the Training Academy. And we also have a great online loss prevention retail security management certification. It's available. It's very inexpensive. Check that out at privateofficer.com/academy. We've got a lot going on, folks. We really do. We'd love for you to be part of it. If you're not already involved in some aspect, we really encourage you to do that. And tell your friends and neighbors about it. Maybe you'd like to start up a loss prevention chapter in your area for LP agents. We'll be glad to help you to establish that. You can start off by going to the website at privateofficer.com/chapter, or just send us an email at adminassist@privateofficer.com. Well, without wasting a whole bunch of time, I was going to go over some news items, but we, you know, time has a way of slipping by, so we're going to bypass that. We're going to get right into the training aspect this week. As I told you in the intro, today we're talking about employee theft, and it's something, unfortunately, that, you know, too many companies are having to deal with it. I just read, I guess it was yesterday or the day before, about a church in Philadelphia where a longtime trusted employee in a Catholic church stole almost $1 million, $900,000 plus over a period of time. Was it overnight? No. Was it in a week or a month? No. Was it a year? No. Well, it took a while for that person to embezzle this amount of money. No one knew it. No one became suspicious. No one could even imagine that this lady was capable of embezzling, stealing, conniving, and stealing over $900,000. Nobody could even imagine it. And this is what we're talking about today. We're talking about being embedded within a company, not raising too many suspicions, you know, not rocking the boat too much, and being an employee of the company, taking advantage of the position, taking advantage of the access that the employee has, while they steal you blind. Many of these employees, especially long-term employees that have been caught stealing, are well-trusted employees, employees that you know, treat like your family. And yet, here they are, stealing you blind. Not too long ago, another church employee in Florida was caught stealing almost $500,000. This was a long-term secretarial office manager type position. She'd been with the church a long time. Everyone there couldn't believe that Sister So-and-so had been the one who was skimming off the building fund, been the one who was skimming off the missions fund, been the one who'd been skimming off the various accounts that the church had set up for longevity. A number of accounts were set up, you know, in case a crisis was to happen. The roof caved in, the church crumbled, whatever. But here, this trusted longtime employee was just bleeding them dry, and no one suspected it for a long, long time. Employee theft is definitely up. Some experts are saying, and I agree, that internal theft, which has really always been a problem, is just becoming the number one issue for employers. Like I said earlier, it doesn't matter if you're a retail employer, a church, a corporation, a charity. Oh my gosh, so many volunteer and paid staff members of charities are being arrested left and right for stealing, even law enforcement. It saddens me to tell you that just yesterday a law enforcement officer was arrested for stealing from an officer down fund, a fund that they use to support the families of police officers killed in the line of duty. What's wrong with people these days? Employee thefts are extremely hard to catch unless you really monitor, really audit, really have check and balances. We at Private Officer International monitor employee thefts nationally, and we are seeing an increase, a dramatic increase of theft. And we're not talking about dime and nickel. I'm not talking about a little bit here, a little bit there. No, we're talking about people getting away with serious amounts of cash for a long period of time without anyone being the wiser. Who's watching the store? Unfortunately, another thing that we're seeing that employees are stealing merchandise, money, and services together, jointly, in an organized operation. So not just one employee of the company, but multiple employees of the company are involved. I once investigated a retail store that had a huge refund operation among 8 employees within the region, not just one store, but a number of stores. It didn't start out that way. It started out with one, and then two, and then they brought in some family members in another store, and before you know it, they're stealing and refunding among the stores. And I hate to say this, but usually employee theft is like cockroaches. When you see one, It usually means that there's more that you haven't seen yet, but they are there. And today, I'm going to talk to you for a few minutes about Giselle and Victoria. Two women, two different work environments, but they both had one reason for their employment. And like I said earlier, a lot of employers do not want to even think about this. But let me tell you the news headlines just from this week. Okay? Transit Authority employee charged with embezzlement. Smith Athletic Association treasurer faces embezzlement in Chesterfield, Virginia. Lakeland, Florida, insurance company employees, too, charged in stealing over $500,000 from a family-owned business. Geneva, Illinois, the street division superintendent, a longtime 14-year veteran or so, charged with stealing from the city. Ross Township, an employee of the tax collector's office, arrested for embezzlement, thousands of dollars. Philadelphia, Archdiocese senior member, stole more than $900,000. I was telling you about this just a minute ago. Unbelievable. Richard Stockton College employee caught stealing within the last week. A Texas school district business manager charged with major fraud and embezzlement. Little Rock, Arkansas, a man is charged with felony embezzlement. Palm Beach, Florida, Wells Fargo employee charged with embezzlement, a bank employee, embezzlement and theft of customer account money. A woman in Alabama arrested for embezzlement and identity theft. She worked at a bank. We're not talking about people coming in with guns and holding you up. We're talking about people that are using their smarts, using their access to gain control of services, goods, and cash within your business. It's almost like a thief coming in the cover of night, except they're walking in smiling, hey, how's it going? Day after day, you're not the wiser. As they continue to steal your business blind. I can go on with all of the people who have been arrested just this month. Today's the 9th of February, and already I've got a list of over 100 employees. 100 employees arrested just this month, 9 days, charged with embezzlement. I know you don't want to believe it. I know it's hard to understand. Last year we talked with a company, two retired police officers who set up an investigation company who specializes in internal theft audits, internal theft investigations. They specifically have insight on church theft, and they would go into churches. And it was unbelievable. Churches that never had an audit on their books, never checked twice whether their person in charge was stealing or if everything was accurate. I guess they were just hoping and a wing and a prayer that everything was okay. And these investigators told tales of how pastors and church boards just couldn't believe that Sister So-and-so had been stealing for 3, 4, 5, 6 years. The same thing with corporations. They interviewed a CEO of a company last year after one of their employees was able to embezzle $1.2 million from the company. And he said, I knew her. She was like a daughter. She's worked here for 23 years. But you know what's harder to believe, what's harder for them to accept, is when they find out that these trusted employees have been stealing not just for the last week or two, not for the last month or year, but for years and years and years. What a slap in the face. You give an employee a job. You treat them like family. You give them everything that they need. You give them great benefits. You give them a nice, comfortable place to work. You even set them up for retirement. You give them a 401k or some type of benefit. You help them out. In a lot of cases, especially with churches, you find out that they've gone to the employer's home. They've been there for parties, picnics, family events, year after year after year. And then you find out they've been stealing from you. Not a little bit, but thousands and tens of thousands and hundreds of thousands. Giselle worked at an upscale Ohio store. She had applied for the job during a seasonal hiring and was put on full-time in March of that year, of the following year. Her employer says she was a bright, educated, articulate, smiling woman. She was always happy. She was great with customers. She had a great relationship with coworkers, the store manager said. In fact, one manager had actually described Giselle as her dream employee. Oh, if she only knew. She had said she wished that she had more just like Giselle. But almost a year into the employment, the loss prevention agents of the store began to notice that Giselle was often spending time in the fine jewelry department, where she made friends with that department manager. She even relieved the manager for breaks. On occasion, she'd even been seen trying on new jewelry pieces and laughing and, you know, having a great time with the department manager. And we're not talking about the cheap stuff. We're not talking about cosmetic jewelry. We're talking about the expensive stuff. This was a very upscale retailer. Loss prevention also noticed that Giselle was always all too willing to help out in the stock room and to relieve other department employees and fill in wherever. And she was floating around the store as if she was part of the management team. But the managers loved her. They loved her initiative. They loved her perkiness. They loved how she was willing to do anything, anywhere, help anybody. But as loss prevention agents began to catch on that everything wasn't as it really appeared to be, they also noticed that jewelry pieces were beginning to disappear from the high-end jewelry department, that some departments were becoming short in their cash drawer. At first, that brought suspicion on the part-time employees and the department managers. In fact, one employee was terminated even though the store could not prove that the employee had anything to do with the theft or the missing money. But further investigation by the loss prevention agents, luckily they stayed on top of their prime suspect, and they turned back to Giselle. And through their investigation, they found out that she had taken more than $50,000 of merchandise and cash in just 9 months. 9 months. And here's a killer. She stated during her interrogation and in her statement that she came to the store during the Christmas holidays with the intent, you know, it's funny how some people really incriminate themselves when you're talking with them, when you're interrogating them, when you're trying to get them to confess. I could tell you a story. I could write books and books on it. But in this particular case, Giselle admitted that she came to the retailer during a busy Christmas season for no other reason but to steal from the retailer whatever she could, as much as she could, and then her plan was to leave, to quit, or she thought maybe the job was only going to be, it was supposed to be a seasonal job, so she thought it'd be over by the 1st of January. But when she noticed how easy it was to steal, how unchecked it was, how there was no checks and balances and no one really paid too much attention, how little supervision there was within the store. When she was asked to stay on as a full-time employee, guess what? She was all too happy to do so. She stayed much longer than she had expected or planned, as she enjoyed stealing from the people who were trying to help her. On the other side of the street, actually on the other side of the country, another woman was in her middle ages, recently divorced, a mother of four. Victoria had been working in a town office as a court clerk. She'd been an okay employee for a number of years. In fact, she was a tenured employee with the county, 12 years on the job. Co-workers liked her. They said she was fine. From all appearance, she was just a normal, average woman, employee, mother, and divorcee. But Victoria was arrested last year after an unexpected audit at the courthouse was performed when a new chief clerk won election. And lo and behold, guess what happened? They found out that Victoria had misdirected deposits and cash totaling more than $154,000 in just 6 years. Embedded within the courthouse, within the legal system, police and sheriff's deputies coming in and out of there every day, and she having just smiling, normal conversation, hey, no one being the wiser, no one suspecting anything going on until the audit. But she had misdirected deposits that she was in control of making. She was responsible for verifying, counting, and recording all cash, check, and credit transactions each day, and to make sure those deposits were put together and sent out to the bank. She sealed the deal. She was in charge. She said she really enjoyed her job. But then there was a divorce. And from that point on, she said in court testimony, it became all about her. Screw everybody else. She was mad at the world, didn't care about the ex, did what she had to do to take care of the kids. But from that point on, it was all about her. Revenge, anger, everything was coming together in a negative way. She went out and she bought clothes. She went to the casinos. She had facials and nails done every week. She went on cruises, and she even bought a new car thanks to the taxpayers and the people who owed money at the court. It had nothing to do with need. It had everything to do with greed. But she said that she was literally ticked off, PO'd, about the divorce. She didn't receive any alimony. She thought she should have received something. She only got a menial child support for the couple of kids who were still minors. The rest had turned 18, and she couldn't get anything from them. She was mad, angry, wanted revenge, wanted something, but she couldn't really get back at her ex-husband in any way. He was a lowlife, she said. So she chose to direct her frustration, her anger at her employer, who had done nothing to her, had not caused the divorce, had no hand in what happened with her life, had given her a job for 12 years. She was a county employee. I imagine she had some pretty decent benefits, paid vacations, holidays, medical probably, retirement. But there, within the office of the court for that town, for that county, was embedded within an employee who not only stole here and there a little now and then, but embezzled thousands of dollars. Two different stories, two different scenarios, both true. But you have to understand, this is a different day and age. I read just recently about a man who had worked for Sears. And he stole, I believe it was $10 back then. It was like 30 or 40, 50 years ago. But he said his conscience wouldn't let him forget it. And last year he paid back the $10 plus interest that he'd taken. Those kind of people are few and far between. You're not going to see them. You're not going to hear about it very often. Unfortunately, many employees do come to work for you, for the store, for the company, for the corporation, for the church, sometimes with all good intentions of just having a good job. But then they see how easy it is to steal. Or maybe they have a situation arise and they take advantage of their access to your company, to your goods, to your services, to your cash. Embedded within your own company, statistics have proven that there is a percentage of people that are stealing from you. I believe it's 1 in 5. The larger the company, the more people who have their hands in the till. The more people who are finding ways, every which way, to steal, to embezzle, to get over on you. Signs of embezzlement are not that easy to spot with the naked eye. And that's the unfortunate thing. That's where they have you. That's where they can get over on you, because you can't just, you know, look at this or that and all of a sudden know, oh yeah, they're stealing from me. But there are ways to control it. There are ways to spot it. If you're a business, if you're a retailer, you have money transactions, you have high-dollar items such as jewelry within your employee's control, I recommend that you use frequent audits. Use two-person checks when counting the money. Use covert surveillance. Install control items. Many times, we recommend that you use outside auditors on a frequent basis, because, you know, face it, employees talk to subcontractors and people in the store all the time, whether they be repairmen, whether they be floor cleaners, whoever. And you know, it doesn't take a whole lot to come together and decide they'll team up. And now you've got not only an employee, but a subcontractor. So I always suggest that you hire a good outside auditing team. Professional CPAs. Also, always require two-party signatures on checks if you're a church or company. Never let the bookkeeper, the treasurer, sign off on checks of more than, what, a few hundred dollars maybe? Backtrack every invoice issued paid. That's one of the biggest ways that employees who are bookkeepers and treasurers and secretaries flim-flam churches and companies today is they falsify invoices, fake invoices for work never done in your business, never done on your business, that you never ordered, never wanted, and all of a sudden you got an invoice, sometimes month after month, for $1,500, $2,800, $6,000. And if you're not checking those documents, if you're not checking those invoices, if you don't really have day-to-day hands on everything what's going on in your business, then you're gonna miss it. You're not gonna know what's going on. And they pay themselves. They pay these invoices and they have the check sent to them, deposited to them, even in phony checking accounts. They'll set it up under a phony name, phony business name. Never, ever allow one person to be in charge with paying invoices of substantial amounts. Always have checks and balances in place. It's unfortunate, but it's just something you have to do in this day and age. You just can't let people get over on you because they will put you out of business. Background checks are okay, but don't depend solely on them because oftentimes they are inaccurate. They're filled with inaccurate information. And sometimes people start criminal activities later in life. It's just that simple. Sometimes they don't, they weren't a criminal in the first 30 years, and all of a sudden now, the last 5 years, they're an embezzler. Who knows why? I don't know, but, it's crazy, but that's how it works sometimes. The bottom line is believe that people can be dishonest. Look for things that are not normal, things that are out of place. Look for suspicious payments. Monitor and audit your checking accounts if you have somebody else paying your bills. Who was it? Willie Nelson, a number of years ago, said that his CPA, the person who wrote the checks for him, embezzled millions of dollars. Didn't we learn from him? Come on. Put checks and balances in place. Know what's happening. And don't underestimate what that person with the big smile and the kind heart is capable of. It's unfortunate, but embedded within your company right now, I can guarantee you at least one person is being dishonest. One person is stealing from you one way or the other, and you're probably not the wiser of it. Embedded within your own company. Join us next Monday night. We've got a great radio program on the Private Officer Talk Radio Network, and we'll be back here on the LP Zone. That'll be next Wednesday, February the 16th. We'll be talking about in custody, custodial arrest, and custody deaths. Until then, be safe, be blessed, and we'll see you back here on...